You didn't write the song, but it sounded like you did.
It sounded like I did. Thanks. Thanks very much. I was in Nashville staying at the Shoney's Hotel. It's not there anymore. Have you ever been there? The Shoney's, right there in the middle of town, music part of town. I was feeling pretty sorry for myself one night. Well, a lot of nights. I was down there pounding the pavement with my guitar and a box full of tapes. And I was in my room and I was, you know, wondering if I should just go ahead and do the heroin or just go for the Jack Daniels. Fortunately, I chose the Jack and I went downstairs to try and find some at the bar. And there's a guy over in the corner going, I walked in, you know, going, maybe I can get cheered up, you know, and there's a guy in the corner on the mic going, you're cheating her, we'll tell you. I'll have a triple, please. And I started talking to this guy next to me sitting at the bar, and his name was Wild Bill Emerson, and he was from some bayou or swamp or something down in Louisiana or Mississippi or I don't even know where, some swampy place, some damp, dark, dank place. And we started talking, and he said he was a songwriter, and he said, you want to hear some of my songs? And I said, well, what have I got to lose? So I went upstairs and found out. Work with me here. So he played me, he said, well, I'll play you some songs. He got out his guitar and he played me like 10 songs. And I was listening, I was like, wow, those are great songs. I said, man, Wild Bill, man, those are great songs. But do you have any that are just about maiming the guy and not actually killing him? He says, oh, you must be from like Connecticut or somewhere, right? I said, yeah. He says, well, I got one for you. And this is it.